In this interview preparation program, so I'm doing a series of videos on this interview preparation, how exactly you need to explain the things with the interviewer. Today, I just want to walk you through if you get an interview call on data science or AI, how exactly you need to explain about your data science projects. I just want to walk you through that. You got a call, they just start with tell me about yourself. What I personally feel is when they give an opportunity to tell something about yourself, you need to sell it. So it's all about selling your profile and your skill as a data scientist. No matter what type of skill you have in your resume, it doesn't matter. But how well you are framing it, how well you are articulating it, and how well you are selling it makes more difference. For example, if someone gave me a call and said, hey, tell me about yourself. So I just start with, I see the JD, I see the job description of the particular company, what they are looking for. If they are financial industry or if they are from banking or they are healthcare, I try to make sure my skills need to add a value to them. And I see their roles and responsibilities and I make sure these roles and responsibilities are in my day-to-day job profile. Let's imagine in the profile, they mentioned about machine learning, deep learning, time series, etc. But I knew only machine learning, but I never know about deep learning and the time series modeling. So how I frame it? So I just start with, yes, I've been working as a data scientist from last 6 months or 1 year, whatever it may be the figure. So I came to know one thing about data science. So data science is not just about statistics or machine learning or Python, but how well we are creating a great solution with the existing skills or with the data which are available with us. That's what I learned. So one of the primary important thing in my data science job profile I came to know is identification of a problem, and for that particular problem, what type of solution I'm coming up with and how I'm making it live. That's what I gained out of this years of experience. So to say, yes, I do data cleaning, yeah, I do data understanding, I do machine learning, I do a lot of algorithms. It may be decision trees or random forests or gradient boosting, whatever it may be. Even I'm okay to go to deep learning or anything like time series, or I work on a lot of libraries like TensorFlow or Keras or Sklearn or Spark or etc. But it's not about the tool you're using or it's not about the library you're picking with, but I always prefer that what is the kind of deliverable you're giving. That's more important. Where I'm coming up with continuous delivery or continuous improvement, that's what I primarily look in any solution whatever I provide. So this is something what I gained out of all these years, and I just want to walk you through one of my project. It's been from one of the banking industry. Whether I want to do cross-selling and upselling for a banking industry, if a customer is churn or not. So already this banking industry are already happening, or they are into classifying whether a customer is churn or non-churn. But we got this project from one of the great reputed bank, but we are thinking what type of solution I need to give to this particular client. So we are thinking, we got an idea. Why, in the sense, whenever they're already implementing something, we want to sell something more special or something better than what they're already having. So they're already doing just a predictive analytics saying yes or no. So we thought of, why can't we come up with a prescriptive model? And we suggested, see, we would be classifying whether a customer is churn or not. And based on that, we build an algorithm which can provide them the right product to convert a churn to a non-churn customer. Or if a customer is already a churn, we come up with the right product which can increase the sales. So we just checked with the client, what is your current sales? So they gave some figures. So we thought of, if we are implementing this project, so there need to be this level of percentage of increase in the sales. And we pitched in the same thing to the client. So what the client done is they gave us with the initial very rough data. So it's not a complete data. They just don't trust the idea. Still the project is not on board. Just they provide as a small snippet of data. So by using this data, we built down a product architecture. So after building down the product architecture, we just went through data quality check and necessary data cleaning we done, and we picked up the right algorithm. So we have chosen something like a normal classification algorithm one, a Markov models, and a reinforcement learning. So we use these three stacked algorithms to make it more interesting. And whatever we done, so we picked up this, we done the evaluation. The client is purely a non-technical guy. So whatever the evaluation we picked it, just we put it down into a PowerPoint, we demonstrated to the client, and everything we explained it. So the client is still unable to get what exactly this is doing. So we done one thing, we built a small UI, we called the web developers and they built the front end to it. And we just attached this machine learning script, whatever we have written, we serialized it and we attached to the back end of that particular application. So the client tested it in a product demo where we done with a small intermediate deployment, and he looked on to it for a couple of days. He got an idea. He got the confidence that, yes, this is something so interesting. So now we got the complete project and we are thinking about deep learning. And in this, we thought of why time series is important. Is now it's a customer travel, how exactly he's moving from one point to the another point. It's something, it's a pure customer travel. So for that, we thought of going with Markov models. And the model need to update, this particular solution need to keep on update itself continuously. So we thought of going with reinforcement learning. And something where I'm interested with this project is, it's all about the deep learning part. Why, in the sense, all the problems can't be solved with machine learning. So we need to get into the deep learning. So we are searching, we are learning comparatively about deep learning algorithms. We are thinking about implementation of some of the LSTMs and all this. And we are studying about different activations, different loss functions, different optimizers, the overall architecture. So I love this area of deep learning, which I'm so curious about it. And I knew, yes, banking is one of the best industry where we can sell something and where we can add money out of this machine learning or deep learning. So in a simple note, so we improved the sales of 10% to 20% with this kind of overall model architecture. So it's still under production. We keep on improving it. So there is a next release in next 1 or 2 months. That's how we do it. This is one of the project which I done in my old company. That's it. Thank you so much.